A little redness. I figured that's what you're like this week, Mr. Johnson, with Billy now pushed back into you and now once again a part of the unique object that is Mr. Aaron Johnson.
He didn't escape.
He didn't escape. He didn't get out of Alcatraz. He is now stuck forever in the confines of the prison of Aaron.
Behind a mesh wall.
Behind a mesh wall. Well, welcome to another episode of User Words Podcast. Obviously, my name is Paul, and we got Aaron here again after his successful surgery to recapture the Billy.
Yes.
And everything going on. And while Aaron successfully has had his surgery, the world continues to go into craziness.
Yay!
The world continues to go down this path of, I don't know. I'm interested to see where everything goes in the next couple of weeks. I think a lot of this is going to come to a head at the inauguration of Biden on Wednesday, because that's only on the 20th. So that's on the day that this releases. So if this is the last piece of podcast that ever goes out, because you know after the 20th the world is ended because aliens finally decide to come down and say no, you all can't get along, so we're going to just obliterate you and end you all. Well, happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday and happy inauguration day for Joe Biden. And in all honesty, I hope there is not any craziness there. I say that with the knowledge that there's probably going to be craziness across the entire United States on that day.
Yeah.
The people are already kind of planning stuff and everything. But
already planning stuff.
Yeah.
It's no surprise.
I know. So now that we have the new Congress in session, you know, going on, there's new congressional rules that always come into play and everything. So, do you know what some of these new congressional rules are?
Of course not.
Well, you know one of them.
Wait, one of the new congressional rules?
Yeah, one of the things that they're trying to do.
Oh, are you talking about that? Oh, you're already talking about that, aren't you? Wait, are you already talking about the prayer thing?
So,
please,
yes.
That's a rule?
They're trying to remove gendered language from anything inside of... that's being done in the House, and that's kind of some of the things that they're trying to do now with some of their new rules.
Oh my!
And so at the beginning,
goodness.
Yeah. So right in the beginning of, you know, was it January 2021? Jeez Louise, can you believe that it already? Or 2021, right? That all happened, and then you have, person or Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. He's from Missouri, right? And now when I say this, this isn't part of the rules. Like, part of the rules are they're just trying to remove gendered language, period, you know. Okay. But he took it to the next level. And he... Okay. I need to preface this. Cleaver is an ordained minister. Okay. So, just FYI. And this is how he ended his prayer. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and the God known by many names, many different faiths, a man and a woman. Okay, so, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. First of all, okay, let's break down parts of this, okay? First off, being an ordained minister and ending the prayer with, we ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and the God known by many names, many different faiths. Okay, so I get what he's trying to do. He's like, oh, I'm going to be this ultra-hip inclusive pastor and a minister. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to be the next Rob Bell, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm like, wait a minute. What? I was like, what? So, first off, do you know who Brahma is?
I was just looking that up.
He's the creator god in Hinduism.
Oh, he looks interesting.
Yep, he's the creator of the four Vedas, one from each of his mouths.
That dude. Okay. Yeah, he looks weird.
So he's ending his prayer, and he ends it very, like I said, he ends it very odd. He says, in the name of the monotheistic God. I'm interpreting that as him, you know, him saying the Judeo-Christian God is him saying it by that, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then he goes, and the Hindu God, the Hindu God, and the God known by many names, many different faiths. So then essentially like...
He's just throwing everyone in there.
He's just throwing everyone. Who does that remind you of? I'm not talking like modern times. I'm talking like, think about, you know, like... was it Babylon and that, where they would worship many different gods and they'd go, you know, whatever god, you know, not so much like the Greeks and the Romans, they had their own pantheon, like these were their gods, you know, sort of deal.
Right.
But like that, I think it was the Babylons. They were like, oh, yeah, any god, we'll worship you and da 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 da.
Because, well,
do you, you have your own little house idol and be like, this is our house god? You know, our house god is Billy.
Yes.
You know, it's stuff like that. So that's what it draws me back to when I think of that.
Okay.
And I'm just like, huh. Especially right now, as in youth group, we're going over, you know, the Ten Commandments. And what's the first commandment? Mr. Johnson, what's the first commandment?
What is it? It's like, it's, oh, gosh. I don't even have to look at it. Because the second,
you don't have to have the first, like the exact wording, but yeah. What is it?
This is what's like loving your God, or well, no?
That's what Jesus says, you know. And he's like, you know, in the New Testament.
Oh my gosh! I'm talking about the ten. Have no other gods before me.
Yes, exactly.
Not love. Yeah. Mm, yes.
So that immediately goes. Ooh, that
right.
So don't even get into that, right? And then
yeah.
And then we get into a man and a woman, which I'm like, so now we're redefining language. Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
So what, I guess let me ask you this. Do you know what amen, like where it's, what it means?
I feel like I can't say I've heard it explained different ways, but...
Okay, so where does amen come from originally? Like, what language originally is that from?
I want to say Hebrew.
Yes.
Okay.
So, amen comes from the Hebrew language.
Uh-huh.
And it means certainly, truth,
it's,
and so be it.
Okay. I was going to say kind of like an it as well, like...
Yes.
Kind of thing.
In yeah, a way. Certainly, truth, so be it. You know, you're... It's so, like an agreement, like... Yeah. Hey, it's like, you know, hey, God, we're asking for this, or we're saying thank you for this, or we're praising you for this. Amen. So be it.
Yeah.
We agree. You know, along that line. That's why I said it doesn't have to be exact. You know, mm-hmm. You get the context right, right? There's nothing for a woman.
I'm glad.
And that's not being sexist or anything. No, it's just, like...
the first time I heard that, I wanted to make sure I heard that guy correctly in saying that, because I was like, wait, I don't know. That's just... So, I mean, wouldn't you have to take every word that has man or woman somewhere in it and have to change it now?
Well, there's a lot of people who believe we should. There's a lot of people who... If there's any mention of like he or she or whatever, they want to change it to they. They want to degender the language.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, what if you say the word demand? Are you going to have to say demand now?
You never know. There might be some crazy people like that. I don't honestly. You know, and for the most part, you know, like if you go, you know, if you're doing something, you like change it from he to they or whatever. For the most part, that doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, it's like, okay, fine, whatever. If this is going to be a big sticking point between us, then we can say that. But if you start making up new versions of the word,
right?
Like from my heritage example, it's Latino or Latina. Yeah. It's not Latinx.
Latinx.
Because they have that now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Latinx sounds like some bad drug.
You know, so they came up with that as to be used as a gender neutral or non-binary alternative to Latino or Latina.
The Latinx community.
Yeah. So someone created that, and I'm like, no. Because here's the wonderful thing in Spanish, okay? And there's a lot of languages like this. And depending on, you know, okay, if you're a feminist, you might go, ee! sorry for your ears. Rip your ears. they might go, because Spanish, by default, everything is either masculine or feminine in the words.
Yeah.
And everything ends with an O or an A, depending on what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting upset because the language itself is masculine or feminine. It's a system of oppression of non-binary people, is what I have heard it said as. Hence why stuff like Latinx was brought up.
So then what are you going to put at the end of all those words? Now, you could put X at the end of all those words?
Apparently so. We're going to recreate the entire Spanish language to be gender neutral with X instead of O or A.
So we're going to have to just rewrite everyone's language and start almost over again.
Well, come on. Don't we want to live in a world that is healed, that that sees no discrimination? Because apparently, you know, using that is a discrimination.
We're never going to have a healed world. At least not for how we go about it.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this happens and comes about. Because it's like in Spanish, you have stuff like el or la.
Mm-hmm.
He, she.
Mm-hmm.
La espía. But notice, they both end with A, even though el espía.
Yeah, it's just the first.
Yeah.
Because, the first word going into it now.
Or wait, actually.
Or the first. Nah,
I'm making sure I'm doing that right. Because
this is your own heritage.
I know. And you know what? I suck.
It's okay, because I don't even know what English is anyways.
I'm gonna fake news myself. It's El Espio.
El Espio.
And La Espia.
And La So it's O or A still.
Yeah, so that's what I said. I got to fake news myself.
Oh, no.
So essentially, an Espio or Espia is spy. Like, that's a word for the spy, but female or... So what are we?
So even the la, the like word for L and la changes.
Well, the L and the la denotes if it's male or female.
Female, yeah. So even the way you say the before the actual word.
Well, it's can, I don't I wouldn't say yeah, kind of
sort of ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you could just think of it of El Espiro as spy.
Yeah.
You don't have to think of it as the spy, but.
Okay,
true. But because that L is the modifier to the word, essentially, if you think about it that way.
Gotcha.
And it's just, so what, are we going to be SBX?
SBX? We're just, oh my gosh, I guess so.
And again, I suck at Spanish, so I'm not the one who can be the arbiter of all this, but I can't see my heritage be taken down that way, and it slowly is being taken down that way, just as we have... slowly being taken down that way here in America, where a man and a woman.
Woman, yeah. You got to end your prayer with a woman.
So I was just like, what? So someone on, you know, on social media are always, you know, crazy. They're like, you should have ended it with a children too.
Yeah, well, okay, because it was funny watching, because as I shared with you the whole, like, the Ben Shapiro video, whatever, of that segment for the prayer. I mean, technically, ending it in a man and a woman is bad enough anyways. Because then what about everybody that's not a man or a woman and all the other people of different genders that are out there. Because now we have to say something for them.
And I don't want to have to go through a list of 5,000 genders.
Right.
and the fact is, though, that they're seeing that as gendered language tells me that they don't know what the origin of a word is. They don't understand its definition, that it's a translation from another language, and that this isn't saying, you know, hey, we're calling God a man because we're saying a man.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's not what we're doing here. No. That's not what's going on. But yet people freak out still and like, oh.
But I mean, I've been asked that question at work. So it's like, is God a man? I was like, well, I mean, he is referenced as our father in the Bible. So, I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, he's not man. He's not like us. He is beyond us.
Right.
But he's referenced as being called our father, which anybody that has a dad or whatever is called the father here on earth kind of thing. But
well, you think, okay, you want to extend that, you know, we're, the church is described as the bride.
True, yeah.
So are we going to get all upset now because?
Now we're all women, actually.
how do you want to, you know, right. how do you want to take this, you know? Right. It's like.
Take it so literal.
Yeah, so when I talked about, you know, that they introduced these new rules to be done, you know, again, the amen part wasn't under it, you know, but they want to introduce rules that'll make it more inclusive, neutral. They call it inclusive, neutral. So these will change references to pronouns, familial relations, so that they are gender neutral. So they're going to target words such as daughter, man. They're going to target those words. And it's no longer going to be daughter or man. It's going to be whatever phrasings they want to be.
Is this happening worldwide, or is this mainly just this really uprising in the U.S.?
What, this gender-neutral language thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of going around worldwide, but it seems to be, like, crazy
here,
where we have very much... So around the rest of the world, like everyone else is like, okay, whatever. And they just do it, you know, the language. Yeah. So someone says, don't say that, say they instead. And everyone goes, okay, here you have people go, no, I'm not. I say for the most part, it's not as divisive elsewhere.
Yeah.
So now it's coming to the forefront because, well... You know, I forget who said it. Elections have consequences. But, you know, now all the Democrats are in control. And so guess what? All the stuff that they have wanted to do, they are now going to do.
It's
going
to go through.
Yeah.
Who? I guess, why did they have a prayer?
It was to open up the new house.
Yeah.
Session. So I think it's more a tradition thing.
Because I feel like at this point, just take it out and don't do it. Because I don't know. It seems much more, I guess you could say, offensive to try and do something like that than it is just to leave it out. But at the same time, it's like, I guess I've...
So here's the thing. I would be a lot less... annoyed by this,
mm-hmm.
if this wasn't an ordained minister of the Christian faith who did this.
Which, now granted, I don't know what that guy went through to become an ordained minister, but I do know it doesn't take much. So I feel like that name.
Well, no.
Wait.
An ordained minister online, like an internet one, say, yeah, that's nothing. But if they're an ordained minister of like an established Christian faith, there's actually a procedure which you have to go through.
Okay, so he actually went through something.
But... Yeah, so there's a home church which depending on the denomination, like the denomination that we're in, right, at our church, It's there's a church that holds your ordaining process, and they hold the ordination of that pastor. So, like, if something happens, they can revoke it, you know, if they go off the deep end or whatever.
Right.
But
what? Yeah. What was that thing that that Pastor Toby had to go through?
That was the
ordain. Was that okay? Getting ordained. Getting ordained.
So you know, that's how we hold. You know, that's how that's done. You know, so it's not like he just went online to an internet forum and said, "Here's, you know, 10 cents. Make me, make me an ordained minister that can marry people in the this state." Yeah, it's not like that.
Well, that's good. Because then, why is that even a thing? Then I don't know. I feel like that's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about that now. But, gosh, that is disturbing. I guess the thing I don't... I feel like, one, don't, even though I guess it, some are, I don't know, don't bring, like, I guess religious stuff and try and make it political.
Well, and here's the funny thing that I find funny all the time. Okay. You know. So you look at, and I'm painting broad strokes here. Okay.
Okay.
Typically, stereotypically, you see the right as more that religious Christian side or whatever, and you see the left as more the anti-religious whatever, and they screech on, why are you bringing religion into the government? And then. Mm-hmm. Let's open up the House, controlled by the Democrats, with prayer.
All right.
Yeah. That's our pause.
That is our pause.
And we're back from that lovely little break.
Intermission.
Intermission. Sorry. We had to help, or I had to help my, primarily Aaron's sister move some stuff down here.
Yes. Because I'm incapable.
Yep. So.
I mean,
because you're just because you're hernia. That's the only reason why. I know. Otherwise, you are capable.
Yeah,
you are a capable person of a gender that identifies as male.
Yes. See. Okay. Why can't? Okay. This is a question I just thought of a little bit before that whole thing happened, but. Is the Pledge of Allegiance a thing in schools anymore, or is that just gone? I would imagine, because that's been talked about getting rid of for a long time now.
Like, we didn't, we barely did it when I was in school.
Okay, because yeah, it was, I mean, when I was in high school, I heard a lot of talk about that wanting to be getting taken out. Like, that's when I started hearing about that.
Because, you know why? Because it says, indivisible, under God.
Yeah. And
it talks about God. We can't talk about religion. Oh, let's open up the Congress with prayer.
Prayer. Yeah.
Amen. A woman.
Okay. Well, I thought this was surprising. Okay. Surprising, but not. Because when I was at the hospital and I was like in my waiting room, when I was getting hooked up for surgery and stuff, and I was just waiting in there for them to come and roll me out, whatever. They, over like the speakers or whatever, they did like an announcement. It's like, let's have a moment of kind of like a moment of silence or for prayer or whatever. So then they prayed over the thing at Ascension or whatever.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Makes sense because, I mean, they're are they Catholic? Are they religious?
So, okay. So how that started out, So in Racine, there used to be a hospital called St. Mary's, and that was founded by like a nunnery, essentially. Mm-hmm. They founded it, and then they sold it to Ascension, which is, I don't know if they're necessarily Catholic-based, but you know, they're some sort of religious base. By the way, they just got sold again, so.
Oh, dang.
Like, nice. It happened like on Wednesday of this week.
Oh my God!
Like Ascension just got sold in the Wisconsin area.
Yeah.
All the Wisconsin Ascension hospitals just got sold to another company that's non-religious at all. So
no, I might change that.
Uh huh.
Because I thought that was really, again, like I was surprised, but I wasn't. But then, as I'm listening to, it, I was like, "Oh, please don't end with amen and a woman." I was waiting for that, and then they didn't end like that. So I was like, "Oh,
so, whew. Yeah,
okay."
So when I said, you know, going back to the beginning, you know how I said like the house rules, you know, they kind of changed, you know, as Pelosi to, about the gender neutral stuff.
Yeah.
So going forward, do you know how they will refer to a niece in their bills and that?
A niece?
You know, like a niece. Like you have like nephews. My niece. How would you have to refer to them in a bill if you were in the house? A niece or nephew? Take a stab. You'd have to refer to them as
like a relative.
You'd have to refer to them as sibling's child. That's how you'd have to refer to them.
I mean, I guess that's legit, but like...
That makes the language so convoluted.
It's, like, why is that necessary? I guess when you... Obviously, that's not going to control the rest of America, but...
Oh, right, this is just in the house, okay?
It's just in the house. So the sibling... No, the child of...
It's sibling's child.
The sibling's child.
Yep. Daughter is child. So it's no longer daughter or son, it's child.
Yeah.
It's just child. You are a child. No longer father or mother, it is now parent. Which makes it then real easy to say parents, two parents, doesn't matter the gender. Just bringing that up. Yeah. But that's a whole other conversation. Instead of himself or herself, you now say themself.
Them, what's their self?
There's no such thing as their self, according to them. Their language is now, they created the word themself. So now you have to use themself if you're in the house.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are just a couple. Oh, and I don't know why they did this. They changed the name seamen, you know, like, you know, sailors on a ship.
Oh, okay.
to seafarers.
Seafarers. Okay.
So, because it has men in the name.
No, that's stupid.
But so, you have to be gender neutral with it.
I mean, but because seafarers at least is already a thing.
Yep. And there's no longer a chairman of the board.
It's a chairperson of the board?
It's just chair. They are now the chair.
So is there going to be, then there's definitely never going to be like a Mr. Mrs. Miss thing anymore.
At least not for them. They are just, they're weird about all this stuff.
See, if you, I wonder how many of them would take these rules that are for the house into their home personally. Because I feel like if it's people will see, maybe not, who knows, at some point it's like if they're making all these rules to be all inclusive kind of thing, but then all these people that are in the house, whatever, they, if you see them acting in their normal lives and they don't use any of that, would that make people more upset or no?
Who knows? I'm sure eventually they will.
Because it's like, if you're not going to do it outside of this, why make it a thing for there anyways?
Because a lot of things in politics is grandstanding and political performance. Yeah. You say the things that will make as many people happy to vote for you and continue with you as possible.
But then you don't actually care about it later on anyways.
We've seen this all throughout the COVID cycle.
Yeah.
We've seen people who, you know, lawmakers who go, oh, don't travel for COVID. And then
they're out
traveling, or they're like, you know, holidays coming up, everyone stay home, don't go to your vacation house. And yet they're caught going to their vacation house. Everyone stay home. We have to, you know, don't go to restaurants. Don't gather with people from outside your house at restaurants. They are then caught in restaurants with people from multiple households at a fancy restaurant because they have to celebrate a birthday. And it would be bad if they didn't get together to celebrate a birthday. You know, you have stuff like that. You have people going, wear a mask. And then they're caught. Like, there's been news reports where the person who's going to speak at a podium, he walks up where he thinks he's out of range of the camera. He's not wearing a mask. puts the mask on, walks up to the podium to take the mask off. It's all theatrics at that point. Because he came from wherever without a mask on. It wasn't he was wearing a mask all the way up till he got to the podium and took it off to speak. It was he got in where he thought he wasn't, they weren't in, he, I'm going to say he, not they, where he, I know, where he thought he wasn't in range of
a camera,
put the mask on, walked on stage. And just happened that some camera caught it and the news feed wasn't cut live and someone recorded it. And there are multiple instances of that.
Of that.
That's why I say some of this stuff is just political theater.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, that's irritating too.
You know, you have multiple places doing these things, but they're doing it because their control and their spin is such that you must wear masks. So therefore we will do the mask theater to make you believe that the masks are important and therefore you will do what we say. Right. I'm not saying the masks are a mind control device or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, you want to do masks, go for it, but there's maybe a little bit to be scrutinized. And now it's right. You scrutinize the mask. You scrutinize anything. You know, how dare you?
Yeah.
As the now 18-year-old Greta will say.
The 18-year-old, wow.
Now, I never thought I'd say this.
Uh-oh.
I am actually... Tulsi Gabbard. Do you remember who she is?
No.
So, she's a former... representative from Hawaii.
Hawaii.
She was a presidential candidate, you know, during the Democratic runoff.
Mm.
But she actually was like, yeah, these new House rules on gender neutral language, she calls it a height of hypocrisy.
Oof. Well, that's good to hear. So is she going to be canceled now?
And she says it denies the very biological existence of women. So she's against these new rules. Now, again, she's former, and people are going to blast her on the left side.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
Of this.
Guess what? She appeared on Fox News. Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, she's done for. It's over.
Yeah, so she on an interview that she was on with Tucker Carlson, I can talk.
Yeah.
She said it does the very opposite of protecting women's rights.
I mean, yeah, but I guess they would argue that it's going to be in the rights of all the other people that aren't man or woman, but it's like they still have the same rights as everybody else. Well, gosh, do they or do they not then? I don't know. I guess I'm trying to, like, do they not have rights?
Who?
The people that don't conform to male or female gender stuff?
Oh, so you're talking about the non-binary and all that.
Yeah, for why we're trying to change this language.
Well, so they're trying to change it to be inclusive, okay? Now, as far as rights, that's a very different conversation because...
Yeah.
So just as, you know, recently became legal for gay marriage across the U.S., and again, if you want to do that as a government institution for marriage... Fine. If you want to try to force on the church that the church had to perform gay marriages, different conversation.
Different.
Okay. If you want to do that as a government's whatever, fine. So, and a lot of people go, well, you know, those of us in the non-binary QIAP2459, whatever spectrum it is now, I completely lost LGBTQ, whatever. You know, it's the, as some people derogatively call it, but others to use it as a description, the alphabet coalition, essentially, because it's like every letter in the alphabet is now in that acronym,
yeah.
You know, because there's all the different various things, you know, I'm not using that in a derogatory term at all. I'm just saying, you know, there's just so many acronyms now. I've lost track. I can't keep track of the LGBT.
BQIA plus
P, elemental P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Z.
Yeah, I can't. So there... As far as rights go, everyone's covered by the rights. Now, they will say that they're not covered by it because, like, there's discrimination in work against them, you know, like, oh, I'm gay, so therefore I'm discriminated against. That might be true in some places, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still legal if they're discriminated. We have in codified in the laws that it is illegal to discriminate based on race, gender, and now they have sexual preference, whatever. So, you know, gender.
Yeah.
Put that under the same thing. And people go, oh, you confuse gender and sexual preference. We'll talk later. So their rights are protected underneath that already.
Right.
But they'll claim that they are discriminated against because of this. And then, you know, so legally they're protected, but they will say they're not. And, you know, now as far as like stuff like adoption and that, that's going to vary state to state still. That's going to vary based on various things. Or also, it's also going to vary on the adoption organization you go with. You know, obviously, if you're a gay or lesbian couple and you go to a Christian adoption agency, they might go, no, sorry, you're not the right clientele for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to, you know, a city or state, whatever place, you know, whatever the city or state runs for adoptions, and they go, okay.
Right.
We'll give you, fill out the paperwork and let's go through this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it depends by what you mean by rights. Legally, yes. Inside of various institutions, that's not necessarily a right.
Right.
You know, businesses have the authority to deny doing business with anyone they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
It's solely up to them. You know, let's take a look at the, you know, and that was kind of solidified and codified in law. If you look at the cake baker and the gay cake.
Yeah, that's the first
you thing. You know, and you know, they're like, you are allowed to say, no, I will not, because it's the cake in this place was considered their artistic expression, their goods. They're like, you can say, no, I choose to pass up this work. Now, if they would have said, no, I choose to pass up this work, you know, a bunch of expletives thrown after it, different conversation. You know, at that point, you know, then you can go, well, now they're being discriminatory. But if they're just saying, yeah, I choose not to. You know, my personal beliefs don't allow me to do that. But hey, there's a baker like
that's the thing,
like down the street that does this as well.
Another one.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, but I only want you. Well, sorry.
Tough luck. Sorry.
You know, there's this whole concept of, you know, just because I go to your place of business does not mean I have to get served. They can be discriminatory based on who they want to interact with and serve as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, if you walk, now, I'm saying that, right? You know, for like a cake, right? But if you walk into like a grocery store and they go, well, you're gay, get out.
Okay, that's
a different thing, you know,
because going to a grocery store is more of a necessity.
Well, it's a necessity, but it's not. It's also not a thing of you're going there and saying, please decorate this cake for me.
No, you're just getting stuff that you need to get.
Yeah. You know, so there's differences in that regard as well. So I'm not giving a blank statement because it's a complex discussion. It's not a simple side solution of, hey, Aaron, the gay pink-haired lady in a red dress that identifies as male. Yeah.
What am I?
With a beard, so he's dwarven.
Yeah.
So he's a dwarf in a red dress. Yes. It's not as easy as, you know, if you go to a store and you get discriminated against, there's issues. If you go to apply for a job and they discriminate against you because of your identity or whatever, you have a legal issue against them.
Yeah.
However, if you go to a cake baker, different story. You go to a Christian adoption agency, different story. You go to a church and say, I want you to hold my satanic prayer ritual here. Different
Not
story.
Not going to happen.
They can say, you know what? No, this isn't. But if you go to, like, let's say a public park, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a public park, you know, and you apply for a license, and the license says, okay, this church over here can do, like, this prayer thing here. You know what? As much as I may disagree with it, they better as heck allow the satanic church to get the same permit.
Mm.
If you're going to allow one group, you have to give equal right to the other group.
Yeah.
From a government side of thing. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, from a church side of thing. From a church side of thing, that's their building, that's their entity, that's a religious affiliation, or, you know, the owner has an objection to whatever, then they can say, no, we choose not to do that. Right. You know, it's not like, you know, the the Christian and the Satanist both walk into a pick and save, and pick and save attendee goes, "You're wearing a satanic shirt. Get out." It's they go and do whatever. They're not imposing any different restrictions on it. You know, you're not going to sit. The Christian's not going to go and like play Christian hymnal music as they walk through the store. Because if they do, guess what? They will probably be asked to leave. You know, because you're causing a commotion. Just like if the satanic person is playing August Burns Red as he walks through the store. I did that just to get on your nerve. They will just as likely be asked to be thrown out of the store as well because they're causing a commotion, not because of the music.
Yeah.
It's so that's what I said. It's an interesting dynamic because you have to, and people are like, well, if you do it this way, you have to do it this way across everything. It's like, no. In this case, everything is a snowflake. In this case, the government acts different than a private business, which acts different than a church, which acts different than like a community store. I consider like a Target in that, like a community store, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's different than you go to a mom and pop shop. And again, mom and pop shop, if you want to come in and be like, oh, I just want a dozen bagels. Okay, cool. I want a dozen bagels that say, "Hail Satan." No.
I'm not going to do that one.
Okay, then they go, no. And you go, oh, discrimination. They just chose not to do that.
Right.
But if you still want to buy these plain bagels, go for it. Guess what? That's not discrimination. That's just like,
no.
Yeah, this is what we're choosing not to. So yeah, that tangent there. But yeah, that was a good tangent. But I find it interesting, though, getting back to what we were talking about originally here, you know, that the first thing that the House passed this year when it came back in session was these gender neutral rule things. Instead of doing stuff like, oh, I don't know, making sure the COVID vaccine is distributed better or giving more funding to the businesses that need extra money for COVID. Nope. First thing we need to do is take care of the language on how we do things. How out of touch is that from the rest of America? Let's be honest here. Because we're on what? We're on month what? I don't know. 12 of the 15 of the 15 days to stop the spread.
we're pretty much at a year.
Yeah, we're like month 12 of 15 days to stop the spread.
Well, like January. Well, I mean, it really started in March, I guess, right?
Well, that's when politicians really started doing things, but like I was reading on this back in January.
Oh wow.
I was like reading about this disease in China back in January.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think I even brought it up to you guys in chat. I was like, "Hey, this will be interesting to watch."
The road.
I'll have to find out the chat. Yeah. But you know, cuz as this was starting to go through China and all that and just kind of this little underlying news gurgle that was just happening. It was just this underlying news gurgle.
Now,
you know, like I said, for like month 12, okay, month 10 of 15 days to stop the spread or slow the spread or whatever. So all that happens, you have all these businesses just barely hanging on by a thread. I know you're not a hockey fan per se. It's at least not like Bryce.
No.
No. Where like, do you know what the Milwaukee Admirals did this year?
Mm-mm.
They've opted out of this season of hockey.
Oh.
Because of COVID. Because they're like, well, we wouldn't get enough people in the stands to be financially supportable, blah, blah. We're just going to opt out. So they stopped, you know.
I wonder how expensive is it to host those games?
Well, you got to keep the ice and all that cold and everything. You know, so security. Mm-hmm. And then with COVID, I'm sure there's little extra measures of, we have extra security people to make sure that you stay 6 feet apart and everyone wears their masks. And then, you know, you got to accommodate all the Karens out there that are going to be like, he took his mask off. Okay. You know, so they just opted out. You have small businesses that are being hit. You have restaurants that are closing down.
Yep.
The
Roost is done.
The Roost just closed. They're like, we can't operate in this environment with like 25% capacity.
Nope.
When they're a small building to begin with. Yeah. And then you take 25% of that and just say, this is all the number of people you can have. Yep. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. Okay, so I can have my staff in here.
Yeah. You know, this is how it's impacted. Like, so on Wednesday nights after youth group, myself and a few other people go out to eat dinner. Yep. You know, this last week we went to Applebee's. Well, actually, 2 weeks ago, we went to Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
There was one table seated. One table seat. We said, oh, okay, we need a table for five people. Oh, it'll be about 45 minutes.
What?
Excuse me? Oh, yeah, it'll be about 45 minutes. We only have one table that can sit more than four people.
What?
Yeah.
Oof.
So.
You can't even, oh my gosh. Think of how much, yeah, how much less they're making then. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm surprised that Applebee's is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because I thought, I mean, way before all this stuff happened, I thought they were on the brinks of closing down.
Yeah.
But now with this, like, I'm surprised
they're still there. So we called an audible that day and said, no, we're going to go over to B-Dubs. Because we're like 45 minutes and you got one table. We're like, literally, you can't push these two tables together or less sit across the aisle from one. No. Okay, fine. We will. Literally, they had one table seated. So we went again this week and this past week. And thankfully, we got there and we got the table. And then right after us, a group of like eight came in. They're like, oh, it'll be like an hour and a half before we can seat you. And so I'm just like, are you serious? They can't seat them for like an hour and a half for like eight people. And the restaurant was fuller this time, but there's still more than enough room to keep everyone distant. And so I was like, these new rules are just, and I think part of it is not so much Applebee's as the way that the laws are interpreted and they have to do the seating. It's just like ridiculous. I'm like, come on. So businesses are suffering for all this, and yet the first thing the House passes, will use gender-inclusive neutral language, a man and a woman. Again, I know a man and a woman is not in there. And it's funny, depending on the news source you read, like some news sources like, this is crazy, and then like the one news source I just had up, I can't find it again because, oh, I'm sorry, I can't find it again. So when I tell you the name of it, this will tell you how they slant automatically. LGBTQ Nation is the news source, okay? And, okay,
so they
to be fair, they have a green rating from NewsGuard.
Hmm.
Okay, they have an 87.5 out of 100 score. But they're like, you know, yes, we see this. And then they're like, and when they tried to do the prayer, they immediately tried to include these new terms. I was like, really? They're earnestly implementing these new rules by saying amen and a woman.
There's no...
I'm now going to start changing all my A's to X's in all my language now.
Oh, great. I'm not going to know what you're saying anymore.
It was amazing you could know what I was saying to begin with.
True.
and I say that as someone who has trouble speaking the English language the time. No, I'm serious. It wasn't a Zach. I can't even say that now. XTTXCK.
Attack. Oh, my. Attack.
On your intelligence.
I just...
And I've already failed on changing all my A's to X's because that's what happened.
That's a rough one.
And by the way, if you ever call me a Latinx in person,
am I getting slapped?
I will slap you so hard. Slapped. I am sorry. I am Latino, not Latinx.
Okay.
And you know what's funny? So many people I know that of the Mexican heritage or Latino heritage, they're like, you call me Latinx, I'm about ready to slap you at that point.
Oh, they're upset about it, too. Okay.
But it's the very vocal people are like, I am a proud Latinx.
Yeah.
You are a proud, crazy person.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't you know what? Obviously, and this has been, this is definitely a broken record, because it's been said so many times, but it's like, you know, your people are all for, now I can't even think of the phrase inclusiveness unless it's not like they want to be inclusive to all the genders, but then it's like nobody can have their own beliefs then.
Oh yeah.
So it's,
and I think that's a fundamental difference between what you have on the left and the right. Yeah. The right is like, okay, you want to have your opinion and your beliefs and whatever, go for it. Yeah. Have fun. You know. The left side. Oh, you want to have your own opinion? Die, you scum, for being...
Even though they want inclusive.
Well, inclusive means being on board with what they believe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a whole big mess.
We're losing... Yeah, if anything, we're losing freedoms. Which is scary.
But we're losing freedoms by conforming. So therefore, we are gaining freedom because we are gaining freedom in the party. And the party will tell us what is right. And the party will give us the words to use. And the party will redefine our history for us so that we know what to do and what is right. Do you know what I'm alluding to there?
It's not good.
Do you know what I'm alluding to there? It's a good old book.
Oh, it's a book.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't read much, or I still don't read much.
And I'm sure they did not have you read this in high school, because they definitely didn't have us read this in high school. 1984.
Probably not.
George Orwell, 1984. You,
come
on. You had to have seen references to this in the news and in social media and everywhere else right now. Everyone's like, oh, George Orwell.
Social media.
They're like, oh, yeah.
Well, actually, right. I did. I've taken peeks at social media this last week, but it was literally to see if I had any notifications worth looking at.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to see what if any bands are doing anything exciting, which of course not, but
no, they're not. All the bands are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, George Orwell, yeah.
1984. So people are like, this is supposed to be fiction, not reality. And okay, some of the people are like talking about, you know, some of these things, like they're overcomplicating things, like they're trying to make a connection when there's not a connection there, you know, as a 1984. But some of these things is like, yeah, it's true, like, you know, the party is always redefining language. The party is always recorrecting history. The only history that matters is the present history, you know, stuff
present
like
history,
you know, what's going on currently, you know. Yeah. The past doesn't matter. We don't learn from the past, we just learn from what's going on now. And so some of it's like, yeah, some of it's true.
So then we don't have to learn history classes anymore, right? History can be removed from education.
Well, it's always rewritten, it's always changed. Yeah. So why would you care? So exactly. Yeah,
so history is no longer a thing.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, and people always make allusions to it with like the thought police from 1984, you know, where they kind of control what you think and do and everything, and if you say the wrong words, you're, you know, in trouble, you know. And to be fair, some of that is the truth now, you know.
Right.
You say the wrong pronoun and all of a sudden,
yeah, people after you.
You might be fired.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's ridiculous nowadays what's going on.
It's wild to see how it's all happening, but yet, I mean, obviously people are voting for it, or people want it to a point. I feel like, well, people want it because they don't see exactly, I feel like, entirely of what's coming.
So, oh, man, this is going to keep this conversation going. I have a feeling we might break this into two parts.
Sick.
So there's this whole conversation... And yes, indeed, we did break this up into two parts. So thank you for joining us for part one of this conversation. Next week, we'll continue with this conversation exactly where this pick, you know, dropped off. Pick up right here and continue on with part two of this conversation as we continue talking about how language and culture are changing and what this means for various things, including this whole terminology of a man and a woman. So join us next week on Use Your Words Podcast as we continue this conversation going forward. Thank you. Have a good week.